quite a few years back, my son was 16 years old. We lived in Northern California, the North Bay Area. And we went to some meetings in Santa Rosa with this public figure called Todd Bentley. And there were churches from all around. And as we went in, we recognized I was uncomfortable and there was all kinds of, quote, manifestations of the spirit, allegedly. And we went out of the tent and my son said to me, "Mom, that is not God. That is not the Holy Spirit. That's not Jesus Christ. The work of the Holy Spirit is to convict of sin, righteousness, and the coming judgment. There is no repentance. God, I'm sorry. I see my sins. Oh, it's just all about love. God loves us. We can do anything." No. It's about God loves us so much that we see our filthy darkness and how much we participated in it and how much we're destined towards that end of outer gross darkness with the demons in hell and turn from that and say, "I'm sorry that I sinned. I offend you and I grieved you, God. Jesus, by your blood, I come through the door of light into everlasting eternal life." And again, wisdom is known by her children. I taught my children the words of God, the scriptures. And they've gone, you know, zigzag here and there. But they know. 5 years ago or so, this same son went with his father up to a very well-known church in Northern California. And he went into a meeting there. He came out of the meeting and got on his iPhone to me and said, "Mom, that is not God. What is going on in that church is not God. I don't need a new apostolic reformation. We have the apostles. If we need to be reformed, I labor in travail and prayer until Christ be formed in you again." Reform. This is your reformation, is to take out the corruption. You have been corrupted from the simplicity of the gospel. It's pure, unadulterated. Take out the leaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. What is the leaven? Achamez. What the leaven is, these teachings on by extortioners and swindlers and greedy. Yes, greed. Prosperity, greed. Joyce Myers has a $35,000 gold bathroom fixtures. Really? I think we're sowing to the flesh there a little bit. Joyce, we're not flowing. Oh, we do a missions work. No, she pays for her own materials to be printed and then sells them in other countries. That's her version of missions work. Really? That's not biblical missions work. Well, did God really say? He didn't really mean, does the word really teach this? Wisdom is known by your son. My older sons went to an Assembly of God Christian church in their elementary school years. And my older son, who's in his mid-30s now, was relaying to me this incident that Principal Wally Smith, every Friday morning they went in for chapel, and he would take them in. At that time they had the old video films, you know. This is in Southern California, Assembly of God. And they would be watching some Christian movie, and Wally Smith shut off the film and came up to the front because the film was saying, "And God helps those who help themselves." And he got up there and after he turned off the video machine, came up and said to the children, "We do not believe this. This is wrong teaching. God does not help those who help themselves. God is our source. And it is he that initiates this. And we surrender into obedience as we seek him. We do not help ourselves. This is wrong doctrine." Oh, how subtle is that? Who's corrected that doctrine lately? With Chris Long. With Rick Warren. Who is bringing correction to the body of Christ? Bring down the high places. Raise up the low places. Where is this pride that's come in? That's ancient. Leviathan is the king of pride. It's that ancient, you know, Slewfoot. Satan is the king of pride. And you can have your best life now. You don't have to go to the cross and crucify your flesh and be obedient and do what God says. It's all about me. No, it's not all about you. It's either all about Jesus or me is your idol or the golden calf, you know, the flesh, materialism. And when the Hebrews came out of Egypt, many of them still worshiped the idols of Egypt and worshiped the prosperity, the bull market, the what they could have and what they could get, slot machine mentality that had a cult idolatry behind it. It's Masonic. Is there anything new under the sun? Just give me Jesus. Just give us Jesus. Stop seducing the youth. Stop keeping your, and I'm speaking to leaders, your congregations, because of your twisted doctrines and unregenerated hearts. Yes, I know it's the wheat and the tares. They're all together. And the fields are coming ripe and immature for harvest. And the sword will come. God has delayed it for the sake of the children, because that ancient serpent is trying to destroy the woman and her seed, her offspring who keep the commandments of God and faith in Jesus. And in Romans, it also states that that's who's the Jew, one who keeps the commandments of God and faith in Jesus. And oh, guess what? He is the King of the Jews, and we do serve no other king but Jesus, and we do pray for our leaders, and we do cry out to them. But the problem is in the pulpits. And the problem is, oh, these huge youth movements and bowing down, Lou Engel, to the papal legate. Says, when do you bow down to somebody who's so duplicitous and so convoluted and enabling of pedophiles? That is sexual immorality. That is part of the leaven. We don't have anything to do with people who have spirits of sexual perversion, because they violate the Holy Spirit. They are profane and perverted. We make a distinction. We do not have fellowship with them. We are not in unity with them. It's not about divisions. It's about holiness. Holy Spirit. A people set apart for himself. Just give us Jesus. We don't want a reformation and bringing back the daughters, the corrupt daughters of the Roman Catholic Church into the corrupt Roman Church. There's nothing apostolic about that. That's the whore riding the beast. Just give us Jesus. And how many? There's hardly a remnant. Why? Who has perverted you from the simplicity of the gospel? Who? I'll tell you, it was Satan, the serpent. He's deceived you. Leviathan, he's kept you immature, and he's persuaded you away from devotion to Christ, from the crucified life. If God should happen to prosper you with wealth and abundance, aside from your giving as he leads you, then you're called to be part of the body of Christ to supply. And if God's called you to live modestly, so that godliness with contentment is great gain, because once you get out of that, you're violating the commandments. You become covetous of other people's goods and other people's wives. And you steal and you lie and you cheat and you murder. That's violating your... That's not loving your neighbor. That's violating them. And we're to do good to the household of faith first. That you love God. That you don't go worshiping other gods. You don't go running after them. You don't take God's name in vain. His name is holy. That you serve him and him alone. I am the Lord God. I am jealous God. I tolerate no rivals. Alone. Michamo, who is like you, O Lord, amongst the gods? All these other things that you run after and you're sowing into the world, the flesh and the devil, and you'll reap eternal destruction. You sow spiritually. You build God's house relationally. Love God, love your neighbor. You build his house. You know those who you co-labor with. And they're accountable governmentally. Don't give me televangelism. There's no accountability there. Give me a high-profile humanitarian aid ministries. The evangelical accountability organization is corrupted. But it's the idea of, oh, we want a big, high-profile, popular ministry. And what does that mean? That is a wrong teaching. You are ministering to the people. And you are catering to the people. You're not the servant of God. Because the servant of God, it says right here, it says, if I didn't, in Galatians, excuse me, Galatians says, if I was ministering to people, if I was, chapter 1, verse 10. Now, does that sound if I were trying to win human approval? No. I want God's approval. Or am I trying to cater to people? If I were still doing that, I would no longer be a servant of the Messiah. All right. There's a lot of people who've misrepresented Jesus. Was Jesus running after paths? Oh, well, that's his special calling and blah, blah. No, that's, you know, we are to be conformed and transformed into the image of Christ. And whether I base or bound godliness with contentment is great gain. If we start pursuing prosperity for the sake of prosperity, we just set up a golden calf. And oh, you're having your best day ever. This is your life. Let's rah-rah, get out there and have some soulish, you know, cheerleading. You know, jumping up and down, you can do it. You can win. You can win when your flesh is crucified and God is glorified. That's how we win. That's how Jesus Christ gets the glory. This is my testimony. I didn't do it myself. I didn't help, you know. God helps those who help themselves. No, God is my source. I crucified my natural man. I walked in the Spirit. The Spirit man is growing. And I make godly choices. And I ask God to His will be done every day. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in me, on my earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory to come forever. That is all about His and His testimony. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. You are a great God. Who is like thee? Me hamoka. With this life, this temporary life, this candle life of existence, is you're going to be either flame on fire with God's, with the good news, with evangelizing. Evangelizing is the spirit of fire in you, the testimony of Jesus. They overcame by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives unto death. And the blood of the Lamb. It is a simple gospel. Woe to me if I preach anything else but Christ and Him crucified. It's about His work, what He did on the cross, what He brought and appropriated for us, and how to be raised up and trained up and discipled and matured into that to give God glory. Not to give my how great I am and how much stuff I have and all the things that I have done, which we hear out of these people. God is not a tightwad. Look, you look at the starry heavens and the expanse of the skies at night. And anything God created them by His word. And here I am. There's nothing too difficult for God. He could give us the universe. In fact, He has. He's given us all things in His Son, Jesus Christ. But it's according to His will. For His kingdom's will to be done. That makes Him Lord. That eliminates us from being Lord. And the calves and the world. That eliminates the definition of our situations. And commits it all to God. What is the fruit of the Spirit operating in any situation that you lead me into or orchestrate in my life? For you are the conductor of the universe. You are the one. You have the song of the ages, the song of Moses, and the song of the Lamb. Who is like you, Lord? Nechamocha, who is like you amongst all the gods? You are the song of the ages, the word that spoke the universes into creation. And you will bring them and reconcile them all back to you in and through and by the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. God bless you very much. I would like to say that this particular piece that you heard in the background is a friend of mine's son, Barbara Gould's son, Brian Gould, who's a concert pianist. He's doing Rachmaninoff, Concerto No. 3 in D minor. Be wonderfully blessed and sing the Song of Ages in Yeshua's name.